Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to Intuitive Coaching with Amy Radio, with your host, Amy Tamman. For more information, visit intuitivecoachingwithamy.com.
Hello, welcome to the program. Today we're going to talk about confidence. Because it's, you know, it's really the key to getting what you want is when you feel confident, man, it doesn't matter what's going on in your life. You will be able to draw to you whatever you want. In case you're new to the program, I'm Amy Tamman, and I'm a psychic, a life coach, and a healer. I put all my skills together to give my clients intuitive coaching to help them transform their career, relationships, money, and life. So if you are looking for a transformation, a positive transformation, consider booking a session with me at intuitivecoachingwithamy.com. Okay, confidence. What often stops us from achieving our goals, whether it be a relationship goal or a career goal or a financial goal or a personal enjoyment goal, is our confidence. So often, we are taught as humans to just ignore those feelings of insecurities and push through. And I think that there is some great truth in that, but I also think that we have to acknowledge all of our feelings. So if insecurity is keeping you from feeling confident, then you got to look and see what's underneath the hood of that insecurity. You can't just push through. You need your confidence. That changes everything. Turning on that confidence switch in you is easier than you think, and it really just involves going within and getting clear about why you're doing what you're doing. The act of ignoring our insecurities is what causes us to make the choices and decisions that are not always for our highest and greatest good. So often, as I tune in to people when I'm reading for them, and we're talking about a particular result that they want in their life, let's say it's a relationship and they really want someone back, or say it's a job and they really want this job, if you haven't fully stepped into your confidence, you might be pursuing those things out of your insecurities, and you'll only get back to you because we get the energy behind whatever it is that we're pursuing. You'll only get back to you things that will trigger those insecurities. That person may not call you back. You might not get the second interview on that job. And so I say, love yourself enough to explore what those insecurities are, and here are my tips to help you feel more confident. Step number one, commit to learning whatever it is that you need to learn. And this is holistic. So say it is a job and you're not feeling super confident, but you know that you want to be in this industry, in that particular profession. I say learn that industry from top to bottom. Learn your job from top to bottom and keep learning it. If you're looking for a job in that industry, study the job. People, really get clear about what it is that you want to create in your life. So learn everything about whatever it is that you desire. If it's a relationship goal, learn everything about being in healthy partnership. Learn everything about that person. Genuinely care about them. And it's from that vantage point your confidence will immediately raise. Step number two, take care of your body. Move your body, breathe deeply, really enjoy being in the, it's like a home, right? Your body is a home, so really take good care of that home. It's amazing how little shifts in our day-to-day can really transform our body, and our body really influences how we feel from any given moment emotionally. It really influences our confidence, so do your best to take care of your body. Number three. Get help. Find someone who knows whatever it is that you're pursuing, whether it's if it's a relationship, hire a relationship coach. If it's a job, find a mentor, a professional mentor in your field, someone that can help you create a comprehensive action plan. So it's one thing to dream. It's one thing to want what you want. It's one thing to explore. It's another thing to take action, and you need a plan. So find someone who knows what works. and allow them to help you create a plan that works for you so that you can achieve whatever you want to achieve. It's amazing when you start taking action in a really focused way, and in a way that's most in alignment with the outcome you want to achieve. That's the key. It's very different than just taking any action, but really taking focused action, an action that you know that's going to produce the result that you want. Your confidence raises. And when you have a plan, this is the key here with a plan, you have a system built for yourself so that you can be consistent. And being consistent is really what raises your confidence. It's something wonderful about saying, okay, every day I'm going to look for a job. I'm going to take this path. I'm going to pursue these leads. I'm going to put this dating system in place for myself. Whatever it is, it will increase your confidence the more consistent you are in following that plan. So find someone to help you construct that plan. And that might be a coach and it might be a colleague, but find someone who is really deeply devoted to your success, that wants to see you thrive, that really is devoted to your personal excellence. Number four. Clear blocks so that you can get crystal clear about what you want. And blocks, when we're talking about energy, are typically negative or lower emotions. These are your negative beliefs. And once you can transform those negative beliefs, then you can stop worrying and doubting, and you'll shift the way you'll see your life, and you'll see a whole new experience. It's so exciting. It's like going to a whole nother place in your life, you know, when you take a trip and you're like, oh, I'm in a whole nother environment. You can have that within by clearing out those negative beliefs. And I have lots of practices in place to help people clear out negative beliefs, but you can do this even on your own. What beliefs are the opposite of what it is that I want? And you can, you know, for an example, let's start with a relationship. Say it's a romantic relationship, you really want to be in lasting, loving partnership, but you have some beliefs about yourself that you can't have that, or that people aren't trustworthy, or that you're not attractive enough to be in a relationship. Figure out what those beliefs are and start clearing them out systematically. Find some system, and there are lots of them on the planet to help you clear out negative beliefs or limiting beliefs. Put a system in place so that when those beliefs come up, you can quickly clear them out and replace them with something that really moves you in the direction of your dream, a more positive and more soulful belief. Number five. Express gratitude every single day. And if you're a regular listener to this program, you know I am an advocate for gratitude. I want you to be in a constant state of appreciation for your life and what is coming. And it's from that place that your confidence, it raises, because gratitude has a wonderful way of cleaning the windshield of our consciousness. And all of a sudden, we see opportunities and experiences that we had never even considered before. So it not only raises your vibration, but it just shifts you out of that mindset of, oh, this is what's wrong with my life. It shifts you out of the space of complaining about your life and into a space of peace and joy and positive expectation. So those are my five really simple steps for up in your confidence. Confidence is so incredibly magnetic. I want to be so clear here. When you are feeling good about you, I don't care what you're wearing, I don't care what you're doing, you will immediately draw to you that which you want. I hear over and over from, and I was definitely in this place as well, but specifically what's coming to mind, I had a friend of mine who had been pursuing love. She wanted love, and she was willing, 8 life paths. She would take the action to dating and doing whatever it takes to get love. And she said once she stepped back and really just accepted herself as she was and allowed her self-confidence to come forward and guide her steps, she was sitting in a restaurant, and she was in sweatpants and no makeup. And this is a woman who always looks flawless. And she winded up meeting her husband. And she says, it's so amazing. I felt good about me, so it didn't matter what I was wearing. I knew I was all good. and that's when she attracted the love of her life. So confidence makes you a magnet for whatever you want. So when you feel good about you and your life, you become unstoppable. It is the number one way to create energetic alignment with your goals. So no matter what they are, you can achieve it by looking and exploring what's keeping you from feeling confident and doing whatever it takes to feel that sense of peace and clarity and security in who you are. When you feel more confident, you will attract the love that you desire, the money that you want, the opportunities that you want with grace and with ease. I help my clients build their self-confidence all the time. So if this is something you're struggling with, please consider booking a session with me. Again, information can be found on my website. And while you're there, if you're struggling with cash and you really want to have a more soulful and peaceful and confident relationship with money, consider purchasing my Divine Money Self-Study Program. Information, again, can be found on my site under Divine Money Program. It's awesome. 18 lessons, audios, exercises. By the time you're done, you will feel fantastic about money and you will see your cash flow dramatically increase. Lastly, if you like this program, please consider writing a review for it on iTunes or whatever platform you listen on. I so appreciate your reviews and I so appreciate you listening. And be sure to tell a friend. If you like this program, tell a friend who needs to up their self-confidence. Until next time, I send you so much love and light. Take care of yourself.